Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Oh, now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. But come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, out the far from home.
Stranded, yeah, mama. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My partner is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member like Mike Stroming. Thank you, Mike, for your support. Typically, we go deep into the Desert Island Jukebox when we do these segments, Jim. We have so many songs that we want to get to. And this week, it's going to be your turn. Give us a little hint of what you're going to give us.
You know, Greg, I am going to choose a rather obvious selection this week. But, you know, there's just no avoiding this song right now. And it is a fantastic song that even if it hadn't been prominently featured in this soundtrack, I would have chosen.
All right. We're going to hear that in a second on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
And we are back. Jim, what is your Desert Island Jukebox pick today?
Top 10 hit this week when we're recording, although it initially was a single in 1985, the first from the album Hounds of Love. I am, wow, of course, going to play Running Up That Hill, A Deal with God by Kate Bush.
Everybody's talking about this song now.
Everybody's talking about
Dad,
this song.
Dad, you know Kate Bush, right? Yeah, I do.
I never listened to her, but she's great. Look, I want to start with a correction. It is not Stranger Things that has put this back into the spotlight. I mean, first of all, it was a great song. Always been a great song. And geez, it's had other moments where it shot forward. She played it with David Gilmour of Pink Floyd in 87 at the Secret Policeman's Ball, right? But Stranger Things didn't bring it to TV first. That wonderful series Pose that ran from 2018 to 2021 about the drag ball scene in New York in the 80s had it as a recurring theme on that show as well. And to the point where, like, the New York Times wrote about how brilliant the use of running up that hill was in Pose. A straight man who was working for Donald Trump falls in love with a transgender person, but he's afraid to claim that love and live it out. He's also married, right? And it played very intricately and meaningfully in that show. I loved the first two seasons of Stranger Things, but it has jumped the shark. There are so many monsters and so many subplots and so much, you know, I love the look of it. I still, the kids now all look like they're 30, right? But they're still playing like they're in high school. All right, whatever. The music is great, though. I did a Buried Treasure pick, I believe, on the Duffer Brothers, the showrunners, and their wonderful use of analog synth music. But they also have an unerring ear for great soundtrack picks. This one, I've been trying to watch. It's hurting my head. I have no idea. You know, some of the kids from Hawkins are being dragged into the upside-down world, and there's a monster called Vecna, and somehow playing Kate Bush on the Walkman, salvation is offered in the form of music. And that's what the song really is about. Kate has rarely explained her songwriting. Enigma and mystery and sort of spirituality have always been part and parcel of the magic that is Kate Bush. But this song was so often misunderstood that she did, in an interview, talk about it. If I could only make a deal with God, I'd get him to swap our places. She's talking about imagining, as a woman in a relationship, if she could become the man and the man could become the woman, is what she said. What does God have to do with it? It's a bit of typical Kate Bush existentialism. You know, I think she's talking in general about the universe, about aiming to achieve something that cannot be achieved, but what if it could? Mm-hmm. Maybe just the imagination that we could try for such a thing would liberate us. The record company was aghast. She initially wanted to call it a deal with God. That truism that the Beach Boys suffered in 66 with Pet Sounds, God only knows. No, the major label said, thou shalt not invoke the name of God in a song title, right? Despite that, it was a hit when it came out. You know, this was a period where Bush was collaborating on occasion with Peter Gabriel. I think the tom-tom driven sound of this song, you know, is very akin to what Gabriel was doing in his solo work. Mm-hmm. No cymbals, right? Tom-toms and that wonderful synthesizer sound that isn't dated. It remained timeless. They were working on early synthesizers, but somehow avoiding the curse of digital. And of course, Kate's voice, you know, which is just an instrument unlike any other in pop music. It is mystical, it is magical, it is sensual, and it can be angry and powerful and all of that. So running up that hill, a deal with God. It's you.
Kate Bush running up that hill, you know, no matter what you think of the show, the song holds up, you know. Here we are 30 plus years later.
I know.
It.
You know, I think your time is better spent watching Pose if you didn't catch it the first time than the season 4 of Stranger Things.
That is it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks, as always, for listening.